I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Humanitarian aid's falling short as serious crisis enters its fifth year. Don't tune me out. You got to hear this. Jeff Palmer, Baptist Global Response.
You get tired of hearing the story over and over, and oh, it's just another refugee crisis. We really should begin turning eyes towards this because the opportunities for loving and making Christ known are unbelievable right now.
See how God can use you to share his love in Syria at missionnews.org.
Every fresh tragedy also brings a fresh opportunity to make Christ known.
Meanwhile, if you can't see the fruit of a ministry, does that mean God isn't working? Mission organizations like Send International feel a lot of pressure from agencies and donors to create Bible studies, plant churches, and report back their progress. Well, the truth is, the ground has to be plowed and the seeds planted before you reap a harvest. What they really need are fewer questions and more prayer. Visit our website at missionnews.org for a link to Send's prayer calendar. And over the past several months, Paradise Bound Ministries has done some pretty life-changing work in Guatemala. They've built houses for 49 families, introduced them to Christ, and they build a church for a growing community. But they want to spread the gospel even further by starting an aviation program. Dan Smith is president of Paradise Bound.
It's something very, very needed in Guatemala. It's to that point now that we can no longer assist all the pastors that we are working with simply by ground transportation.
You can help their program take off by going to our website at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of the brand new book from Tom Doyle called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.